The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Jesus said that we as followers would be hated, mocked, rejected. We'll talk about how to handle that today, how to bless those who curse us.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, I have a very clear word for each of you today. Moms, dads, kids, educators, pastors, leaders, businessmen, businesswomen, college students, social media influencers, single people, grandparents, if you're going to follow Jesus, if you're going to walk in righteousness, if you're going to speak the truth, there will be people who will hate you. No matter how kind you are, no matter how Christ-like you are, no matter how long-suffering and patient you are, if you shine your light in dark places, if you walk closely with the Lord, people will hate you, mock you, malign you, reject you, and maybe even do worse. You can expect it. You can count on it. And in fact, it will be a good sign that you are doing what is right. This is Michael Brown. We're going to have a very real-life broadcast today. And in fact, in real-life time, I want to give you an opportunity. If you are one of those who despises me, who hates me, who calls me names online, who thinks I'm deceived, I'm deceiving others, who thinks I'm dangerous in the bad sense of the word, as opposed to being dangerous to the kingdom of darkness, which I want to be, you could get to call in. You can blast me right here on National Talk Radio. You can blast me for the whole internet world to hear. You get to call in on our dime, 866-34-TRUTH. How's that? 866-348-7884. But here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to take you behind the scenes. It's going to be a unique broadcast on The Line of Fire. I'm going to take you behind the scenes. I want to give you an idea of what comes our way because we take stands. Now, those of you who followed me for years know that we don't malign people, mock them, put them down. We don't go around here putting out mocking videos of different ones and hear the mistakes they make and ha, ha, ha. I will differ plainly. I will tell someone if they're in error. I will speak as clearly as I can. As Thomas Sowell said, when you care about other people, you tell them what they need to hear. When you care about yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. So I'm not here to tell people what they want to hear, but by God's grace, what they need to hear. I'm not here to tickle itching ears, but to speak the truth in love. Regardless, though, of how much love is in your heart, regardless of how much kindness you speak with, you will be hated, mocked, maligned because of Jesus. Listen to what Jesus himself said. This is Luke chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. Blessed, meaning truly happy are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. He says this, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. So Luke, these words are added by Jesus, leap for joy, not found in Matthew, the same account. Leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. So two different sermons in two different places with the same theme. But here Jesus says, leap for joy, because this is what was done to the prophets before you. And a few verses later, Jesus says, woe to you when all men speak well of you, because that's what they did with the false prophets. Now listen to what Jesus tells us to do in terms of how we respond. Matthew 5, Sermon on the Mount, you've heard that it was said, beginning in verse 43, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you will become children of your Father in heaven, because he makes his sun rise on both evil and good people, and he lets rain fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. Love your enemies. Not just say things that sound loving, but love them and pray for those who persecute you. Look at what Paul writes in Romans 12, beginning in verse 17. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, quoting from Proverbs 25, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I want to give you an idea of two things today. I want you to see just a taste of the venom, hatred that comes our way because we stand for truth, because we call out error, because we're not afraid to let our light shine in dark places. This, to me, is encouraging. It's sad for the people. I grieve for the people saying these things. My heart goes out to the people making these pronouncements and speaking these ugly, hateful things, truly, from the heart. I don't have animosity towards them. I'm not getting angry. I feel bad for them. But it's good news that we're doing the right thing. It's good news that responses are coming. It's good news that people who hate us are listening to this radio broadcast or watching our YouTube broadcast and are responding. That's good news. The bad news is they're lost, they're angry, they're full of hatred in many cases. But we're not going to curse them. We're going to bless them. I'm not going to attack back and you this and you that. You call me this, I'm going to call you. No, that's not my heart. I don't have any hatred or sense of retaliation against them. No, I want to bless them that they come to know the Lord, that the love of God fills their hearts, that the truth of Jesus shines in them, that they will become ambassadors for the kingdom of God in the days ahead. We're going to do this together. I want to encourage you, get some thicker skin, because it's not about you. When people are your friends until they find out what you believe and where you stand, and they hate you and reject you, that's because of the Lord. You grieve for them, but you rejoice that you're being treated the way he was treated. That is a very high, high honor. All right, let me take you into our world here. And these are just recent comments that I happen to spot on YouTube and send over to our team. Some of them are going to be some of the hatred we receive. I want you to see this. But then some of the fantasy that's out there. Some of the deep deception that's out there, which is the reminder from 2 Timothy 2, that the servant of the Lord must not quarrel. We're not going to get into nasty battles with people, but patiently try to bring them to the truth because Satan's taking them captive. And I found people in deception. You can illustrate for them 2 + 2 = 4, but no, it's actually 7 because that's what they've been told. Only the Holy Spirit can open their eyes. All right, let me put some of this up. A bunch of them from Hebrew Israelites. Not all Hebrew Israelites feel it this way, but many do. And I'm not singling these out. It's just we get tons of comments, maybe more from them, from any other group, full of hatred and vitriol and fantasy. But all the more opportunity for us to pray that God would bless them and show them his truth and his love and the great salvation that comes through Jesus, Yeshua. How about this one? Dr. Brown is a descendant of the same devils who hung the Messiah on the cross. Get ready for captivity. Revelations, meaning Revelation 13:10. So in other words, the belief is that white devils like me, or you if you're white also, that we're going to be taken into captivity serving blacks and others. I mean, it's just racial hatred is all this is. May the Lord open, it's Brandon's, and may the Lord open Brandon's heart. This is another one, Hebrew Israelite. Dr. Brown, it looks like you're a double agent. Double agent. Does the Bible not say that Yah made man in his image? And your own sign states that life began in East Africa and the first man was a dark melanated man. And have you not looked at the Lemba tribe in Africa who have been confirmed through DNA evidence to be descendants from Aaron, Levi? Actually, it accuses me of lying about DNA evidence. Yeah, I've often pointed to the Lemba. On this radio show and the debate I did with Gorilla Hebrew, I pointed to the Lemba. Then yes, some of them do have evidence, along with people like me, Ashkenazi Jews and Sephardi Jews, those among us who are descendants of Aaron. So I'm not in the priestly caste, but those who were share that common DNA, Sephardi Jews, Ashkenazi Jews, and Lemba Jews. Yeah, it's quite amazing. But no, I'm a double agent. How about this one? So you speak Paleo-Hebrew according to the non-ancient Hebrews in Israel who established and speak colloquial modern-day Hebrew. Where did the people in the land of Israel today come from, and when did they get by there? By what authority? Editor, I am reporting this channel for spam and misinformation. Oh, isn't that sweet? May the Lord bless Rennell, who posted that. By the way, you don't speak Paleo-Hebrew. Paleo-Hebrew is the ancient script. You read it. And yeah, I read and understand Paleo-Hebrew. But yeah, they're going to report the channel for spam and misinformation. How about this one? Greg, Michael Brown is one of the worst false teachers I know of. He's a master scripture twister, believes his salvation ultimately dependent upon his maintaining good works of service. Of course, anyone that's ever listened to me knows that's not the case. We've stated endlessly that we're saved by grace and kept by grace, and you can reject that grace and walk away from God. That's true. I mean, it's taught many, many times in scripture. But because I teach that, I'm one of the worst false teachers, master scripture twister. So what grieves me is not that people have this opinion, but that they don't even hear what I'm saying. In other words, they twist the words I say. So what do you do? And look, we all have that, don't we? Don't you have people that are close to you? And you speak honestly and truthfully and carefully, and they twist everything you say, and they mishear it? What do you do? We have a secret weapon. We pray for them. Lord, open Greg's heart and mind, not to believe what I believe, but to hear truth. I'm not trying to get everybody to believe the same thing I believe in every case, every jot and tittle, but I want them to be able to hear words that are being spoken. Oh, let's see this next one here. And I'm seeing them come up as you're seeing them come up. Buzz. Baruch Hashem, Yahweh, New Covenant, you can't be Jewish without Jesus. Hi, look, I'm a bored weirdo trying to proselytize everyone I meet. So that's how that's his response to my video. And has the gospel lost its power? That I'm a bored weirdo trying to proselytize everyone I meet. Again, this is encouraging that people who are not believers are listening to us and hearing us. That's good if it was just a Christian echo chamber. If it was just Christians saying, amen, Dr. Brown, you're the best, then I'd be discouraged. I'm glad we're blessing people and helping people. We get great testimonies all the time. It's so encouraging. And thank you for taking the time to write. And when I'm out speaking, for coming up face to face and sharing with me, thank you. That means so much to us from the heart. I mean that, especially when I meet whole families and the little kids can give out the phone number and stuff like that and repeat the beginning of the show. I love it. Kids, if you're listening, I'm so glad you're listening. But isn't it great that people who are not believers are listening or watching as well? And here, I'm going to come back and talk to you about this in a moment, about my calling to be a lightning rod, but how each of us in a certain way are spiritual lightning rods. And see, what happens is, when we stand, when we speak, it draws out all the junk that's out there, draws out the unbelief and the hatred. And even though you hate to see it, okay, it's a good sign. It's coming to the surface. Now we can pray. Now we can, then we can minister even more passionately and compassionately and patiently. Because just like you and me, there was a time we rejected the Lord. It's a time our hearts were hard, but people prayed and he had mercy on us. He's going to have mercy on others. Lord, bless those listening, watching who don't agree, don't believe. Open their hearts, open their minds as you open mine. In Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, we're just getting started. We'll be right back. Hey, friends. Michael Brown here. Many of you know about the radical health transformation in my own life starting August of 2014, went from 275 pounds to 180 pounds, less than 8 months, not by dieting, but by radical lifestyle transformation, getting rid of the bad, unhealthy things, eating only healthy foods. I've kept it up by God's grace now for 9 years, going from 3 headaches a week to no headaches in 9 years. Blood pressure as high as 149 over 103 now, maybe 105 over 70 on average. I mean, radical transformation. And I encourage you to look at your life, look at your diet, ask, are you going in the right direction or do you need to make some changes? I also want to help you on a very practical level. I have added into my life as well some great supplements from our co-sponsor, Trivita. In fact, that's why we work with them, because I have personally benefited from these as well. I want to commend to you three in particular. Nitric oxide, which helps with blood flow, oxygen, energy level, MyoHealth, which helps with skeletal structure, muscle, which is really important as you get older, and Nopalea, which deals with chronic inflammation. In fact, I've learned that that's the number one killer worldwide, chronic inflammation. I take these three supplements every single day. As I travel around the world, I travel with these, and I want to encourage you strongly, check them out for yourselves. 800-771-5584. Get your free online health consultation. 800-771-5584, or go to trivita.com. Use the code BROWN25. You will get a 25% discount on your entire order, whatever size it is, and 100% of your first order will go to support the Line of Fire and more than a tithe of all subsequent orders. I use these. I commend them to you. 800-771-5584.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Yeah, we're going to bless those who curse us. We're going to love those who hate us. We're going to pray for those who attack us verbally. And think right now, brothers and sisters around the world are literally getting killed for their faith. So many Christians in Nigeria, recent months, years, have been butchered, killed. So much persecution in so many nations around the world. Those of us living in America, many other parts of the world, we have it so easy, comparatively, in terms of persecution, opposition. Someone unfriends you, someone mocks you, someone says something nasty about you. Hey, friends, people are really suffering around the world. Let's suck it up a little bit and get some holy backbone. Amen. 866-34-TRUTH. Oh, one quick thing. If you're a Trivita customer, if you're enjoying the wellness supplements that I take daily, and I'd be enjoying these daily even if Trivita wasn't one of our sponsors. They're great wellness products. But remember, when you get online, you can sign up for membership. It doesn't cost you anything, and you get discount points. So there are lots of ways to continue to save in your repeated orders. And your first order, 100% of it, whatever you're checking out for the first time, 100% of that is donated. However large the order, 100% donated to the Line of Fire to help us reach more people. And then more than a tithe of all subsequent orders, even after all the discounts you take and everything. So call 800-771-5584 for your free wellness consultation. 800-771-5584. Online, trivita.com. Be sure to use the code BROWN25. Okay, let's look at some more of the comments, a little sampling of comments that have come in just in the last few weeks. It's a tiny sampling of our world. How about this one? There's no way a white man is the chosen one. So automatically the race card's being played. And I was actually praying over this weekend, really asking the Lord to give me his divine wisdom and strategy, not to reach a Hebrew Israelite here or there, but thousands with the transforming message of the gospel. Of course, many are reaching out, but I just have this burden. The more I get challenged and attacked, the more it burdens me to pray for the people. So even though right off the bat, because of the lies that have been told, my skin color is an obstacle, it's not an obstacle to the power of the gospel to touch hearts. And love never fails. So we're leaning into that. How about this one? Oh, let me just move over here on my screen. This is for telling the truth that the Hebrew letters that we have in the Bible do not represent pictures. They are simply letters. Just for telling the truth about that in detail, as any Semitic and Hebrew scholar on the planet will verify. How about this comment? Man, Satan has your tongue. This is for simply telling the truth about the letters in the Hebrew Bible. Man, Satan has your tongue. Of course, there's no meaning covering modern words into pictures. Only a fool or a devil would say the pictorial doesn't even give more insight into the scriptures. So in other words, only a fool or a devil would tell people you just can't read into the Bible whatever you want to read into it based on alleged pictographic meanings. You can't do that. Only a fool or a devil would say that. Now, I've encountered so many crazy comments when I set the record straight about these things. And again, it's what I'm saying is not controversial in academic circles. Just simply things that are known, all right? you know, just like blood flows in your veins. That's not a controversial medical concept. But the degree of attack and vitriol, it shows you how these things become strongholds of deception. Lord, open people's hearts out of these deceptions to embrace the truth of what's written. Let's keep going here. Oh, what's coming next here? This is another Hebrew Israelite. You can repent or get saved, Dr. Brown, just keeping it a band which you... Well, thankfully, I have repented. By God's grace, I am saved. And so we're good there, but thanks for the exhortation. How about this one? there are two consecutive posts. Also, another Hebrew Israelite responding. The first one said, Dr. Brown, you are a devil. The second one, Dr. Brown, you are Satan. I guess Joseph that posted this wanted to make sure that I got the message. What really blesses me here, though, is Jesus said, if the master of the house, Matthew 10, if the master of the house is called Beelzebul, Satan himself, how much more the members of his household, right? If that's how the master's treated, how about the servants? If that's how the teacher's treated, how about the disciples, the students? They said, it's enough to be like your master or teacher. What an honor that I get lied about, I get maligned, you get lied about, you get maligned, you get hated the same way that Jesus did. Isn't that extraordinary? Doesn't that encourage you? It encourages me. Lord, bless Thomas, Joseph, open his heart, open his mind to your love and goodness. So I bless him as he curses me and speaks evil. But friends, I mentioned before, part of my calling is to be a lightning rod. So I'll address a subject, and next thing, all the junk comes from every angle, sometimes within the church, when we're cleaning up an issue in the church, or sometimes something in the world. All the venom, the hatred that coming our way. And I'm not complaining. It's part of the calling, and it's an honor. It's an honor for truly. I consider it an honor, and it encourages my own heart that we're doing the right thing. But you may have the same experience, that the moment your beliefs are known, just everyone attacks you in school, or suddenly family members hostile to you, or in the workplace, it's every that's coming at you with intensity. Why? Why? Because you're shining this light, and that's drawing stuff up to the surface. So even though it can be painful when people that you love reject you or turn on you or misrepresent you or vilify you or do worse to you, you should realize, okay, this is part of my calling, part of what we do. Let's keep going here. These are just comments, just grabbed the last few weeks. Let's just see here. Oh, okay. If we're not the Israelites, tell me who fits the curses of Deuteronomy 28. We're the original man. What's your origins? The blood language is on our side. The letter J is 500 years old. How is the Messiah named Jesus? This is just boasts, bunches of posts here that are from Hebrew Israelites, but full of error, full of misinformation. Or, okay, letter J is 500 years old. How is the Messiah named Jesus? Well, that's how it's pronounced in English today because that's one of our letters. Have you ever noticed you open the Bible and you're reading the book of Isaiah? That's not what it is in Hebrew. It's Yeshayahu. But that's not the way we say it in English. Have you ever read the book of Yechezkel? You say, what's that? Well, that's Ezekiel. We don't have the ch sound, right? Or King Hezekiah. Well, in Hebrew, it's Chezkiah or Chezkiyahu. Etc., etc. Just like Greek didn't have the sound sh. So when you have a sh sound, it becomes su. So Shlomo becomes Solomon. That's how it ultimately comes into English. Even though we have the sh sound, this is just the way language is developed. So his name was Yeshua. We know for sure it wasn't Yahshua. That can be demonstrated many different ways. His name was Yeshua, which ultimately comes into English as Jesus. There's no mystery there. But people will post, I mean, with venom and with passion and so much. I read it, it's like, okay, how do I communicate? How do I reach people? When I see people rejecting, I don't think you're stupid and ignorant. I think, all right, how can I better reach these people? Lord, give me a strategy. Here's another, happens to be Hebrew Israelite, sorry. Once you know the truth, no man can deceive you. Mr. Brown, you are a deceiver. In other words, the devil. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. And we all know who lead people into captivity and made plenty of money from it. So you see the race-baiting ideas here. Even in my debate with Gorilla Hebrew, which I came in thinking he was going to try to do in an academic way as opposed to play the race card, which sadly he did. But these things are so deeply implanted. And because of past mistreatment of blacks by whites in America, because of that history, so then all whites are evil. White Jews are apparently the most evil of all. And therefore, if you tell the truth about who Jesus is, about salvation through him, and the true history of Israel, you are now a devil. Again, Lord, we pray blessings on each one who mocks, who speaks hateful words, who speaks out of blindness and ignorance. Lord, we ask you to open their hearts and open their minds. Even now, those like, who is this guy? And he's arrogant to pray for us. Lord, just put that subtle conviction in their soul until it heats up and shows them the error of their ways and the truth of the Messiah. We will be right back. Oh, I got some real zingers to come your way on the other side of the break. You can't resist us! Hey friends, this is Dr. Michael Brown. I want to invite you to join our support team. Make an investment of $1 a day that will absolutely last forever. You know, the Lord has given us a holy mandate to blanket America with the Line of Fire broadcast. And on a regular basis, we hear from folks writing in, Dr. Brown, I used to be a practicing homosexual. I listened to you. I heard grace and truth together. I was changed. We hear from pastors who say, thank you for speaking with compassion, but giving us backbone and courage. And we know across America, so many believers are getting healthy and strong through listening to the broadcast, through listening to these messages as we tackle the controversies, the most difficult issues of the day. We even hear from former Muslims who've come to faith, from Jewish people who now believe in Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, through this broadcast and our resources. So join our support team. $1 or more per day makes you an official torchbearer. Immediately, you will get access to hundreds of hours of terrific online classes and exclusive video content. Every single month, we'll send you a brand new audio message and along with it, an insider prayer newsletter where we'll talk about the things that are going to be coming in our ministry and share some of the amazing testimonies of the fruit that you are a part of. And when you do sign up, I want to give you two books as a special gift. First, Compassionate Father, A Consuming Fire. Who is the God of the Old Testament? I take the best of my Hebrew and Old Testament scholarship, wrap it together in this book that you'll find eye-opening, answering many of the questions you have. And then Revolution, my classic book that tells you how to wage war the Jesus way, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love. We are transformed. We can bring transformation to the nation. So call this number now, 800-538-5275. That's 800-538-5275. Say, I'd like to become a torchbearer, or go to askdrbrown.org. Click on Donate Monthly Support.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I wouldn't, because I think he is dangerous. Potentially even more dangerous than Heidi Baker.
Dangerous, Dr. Brown. You are well advised to avoid him.
Danger. Every time I speak,
it's danger. Every time I speak, yeah. Danger. Yeah, those two Christian brothers on their broadcast warning folks to stay away from them because I'm dangerous. I cannot tell you how deeply that segment blessed me. A colleague sent it to me and said, Dr. Brown, please listen to this. When these brothers in the Lord went after me on their national show and said what they said about me, because I had been praying earnestly, earnestly for God to make me more dangerous to the kingdom of darkness, more of a threat to the devil than ever before. I've been burdened to pray for that for months. And of course, they meant it very differently. I have no animosity towards them. May the Lord bless them with his grace, and may he confirm every good thing that they do and help them where they're missing the mark, just as I pray for myself in that same way. But I felt this beautiful sense of God's affirmation when I heard those words, because I know that he's calling to be dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. And when they branded me dangerous, even though they meant it a different way, I thought, praise God, what a great sign that we're making a difference. In fact, I want to make a pledge to you, by God's grace, no human boasting, but by God's grace, as I've been on my knees before him in recent days, I want to pledge to you that with his help, I will be more dangerous to the kingdom of darkness than ever. With the Lord's help, I will be more dangerous to deception and error than ever before. With the Lord's help, I will be more dangerous to those who oppose truth and oppose righteousness, not to them personally, but to their agenda. By the grace of God, my writing, my speaking, this broadcast will be more dangerous than ever to the forces of darkness. Light is shining. The word is going forth. And by that same grace, I'm not backing down, shutting down, backing up, apologizing, slowing down in any way. And I'm called by God for my head to be like the tip of that arrow that as you with help pull that bow back, we shoot out. I'm called by God for my head to be like the tip of the battering ram. And as you run and smash that thing against the wall will fall. The walls of resistance, the walls of deception will fall in Jesus' name. As surely as I'm speaking, many in captivity will come into light, be it those who oppose us socially, be it those who oppose us spiritually, because in opposing us, to the extent we're standing for truth and righteousness, they're opposing God. In fact, I want to give you an invitation. I'm called to be on the front lines as your representative. I'm called to be on the front lines to speak with grace and truth, with a heart of compassion and a backbone of steel. I'm called to stand on the front lines as your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. I'm wired to get hit like this. These quotes we're giving you, it's the tiniest tip of a massive iceberg of what comes our way constantly. Look, there are countries I'm banned from speaking in. There are places that will not have me, will not go anywhere near me because of stands we've taken. Simply doing what's right and true. That alone. No accusation ever beyond that of some criminal activity except for speaking the truth in love. But we're called to do this. This is why God's raised me up and equipped me. There's so many things you do I can't do. There are things I can do you can't do. So let's stand together. I want to invite you to join our support team. Here's the number to call right now, 800-538-5275. Say, hey, Dr. Brown, I want to stand with you. I want to help amplify your voice across the nation, because it's not my voice, it's our voice. It's our voice. 800-538-5275, or go to AskDrBrown.org, click on support, and then monthly. Donate monthly support. We will pour back into you in so many different ways. If you can help, $1 a day, $5, $10, whatever you're able to give per day on a monthly basis, I know you'll have treasure in heaven for doing it. Can't guarantee your brand new car or brand new house here, but I can guarantee your treasure in heaven. You get to share in these rewards, and we'll pour back into you in so many ways. 800-538-5275. All right. Let me run through a bunch of these here. And as I am posting these, realize the degree of deception, of blindness on people, and realize, again, it's only the Holy Spirit can open eyes. But some of us were so blind and so arrogant and so stubborn and so full of hate. And look at what the Lord did in changing us. Here's another one. This pale face is bragging about how it was against the law for us to read our own language, speaks our own language, our own our land. While you are getting skin cancer from the sunlight, you belong in caves, Esau. So the myth that Esau was white and that whites today are descendants of Esau, or Edomite devils, again, it's a massive deception. And you can't be speaking the truth because, quote, you're pale faced. You see the hatred that the enemy plays into? We can never do that in the Lord. We could never lean into hatred. Here's another one, as I set the record straight with a Hebrew Israelite caller. Dr. Brown is delusional, and he knows it. People are actually that deceived, not to say that I'm delusional, but to say I know it. Think, okay, what's going on in that person's mind? That's what I think when I read that. Where are you coming from? What are the obstacles that are stopping you from hearing and understanding truth? Dr. Brown is foolish. This, again, for speaking the truth in love to a Hebrew Israelite caller. Someone just posting in response to our testimony where a woman called in healed of autoimmune disease through healthy eating. Dr. Brown preaches that cannabis is bad. He's a false teacher. Then it goes on. I like this. The Bible teaches that King David and Job were divine servants of God. The Bible teaches that King David was highly favored, loved by God. The Bible teaches that Job was a righteous man. The Bible teaches David and Job smoked pot. The Bible teaches that smoking pot is good and acceptable. So I'm a false teacher for saying that cannabis was not prescribed to be burnt in the temple, that was not the incense, that it wasn't cannabis. And that here, the Bible teaches that David and Job smoked pot. Isn't that unreal? You say, yeah, that's wacko. Trust me, friends, there are a lot of wackos out there that need the mercy of God, and Jesus died for every one of them. Think of that. Here's another one correcting me. The name is Yahshua, which translates to Yahuwah's salvation. First, again, there's no such person ever as Yahshua, and there's no such name as Yahuwah. This dude, speaking of me, is going to hell with gasoline draws on. I'm pretty sure he believes that the fake Jews in Israel today, the same as the biblical Hebrews of the Bible and Torah, don't listen to deceivers such as this apostate clown. Boy, that's a lot for one. Not only the complete misinformation, not only the complete error that Jews in Israel today have no connection to ancient Hebrew, but not only that, a deceiver, an apostate clown, going to hell with gasoline on, draws on, whatever gasoline draws on mean. So, again, how do you feel when people say that about you? Why would I feel anything about me? Every word of it is false, and I rest secure the love of God and the goodness of God like you do with this wonderful anticipation, this great anticipation of being with him forever and ever with the absolute assurance of salvation, forgiveness of sins. You know what it's like? People are outside the rain. It's pouring rain. There's thunder, lightning, hail coming down on them. You're inside the warmth of your house, and they're telling you, well, you're just wet. You're just soaking. What's like, nobody, you are. Do you feel bad for yourself? Do you feel bad for them? Friends, it's not about you. This is not about me. This is about people who are lost. And that's what I'm seeing with every comment. Again, responding to my video on there's no such name as Yahshua, which it's gotten a lot of response. How interesting that I have access to 84 different translations of Scripture that all use the name Yahuwah and Yahusha. It is also recorded in ancient artifacts in temples throughout the world. Clearly, Dr. Brown, you don't know what you're talking about. So this is the level of fantasy out there. This 84 different translations of Scripture, it doesn't exist. 84, they do not exist. And there's not a reputable translation in Scripture in the world that uses the names Yahuwah and Yahusha, let alone that this is recorded in ancient artifacts and temples throughout the world. So someone believes in absolute myths, whether they're internet myths or wherever else they got them. And when you set the record straight and speak the truth, you're the one that don't know what you're talking about. Oh, here's a long thing about Paleo-Hebrew. I'm not going to read all of it. It's got a lot of points in it. And then absolute fantasy, error. No matter what you say, no matter how you point it out, people won't hear. Here's another one responding to no such name as Yeshua. No matter how you say it, it means salvation, Dr. Brown. Babylonian Hebrew is very suspect to use, and being a lost language is not complete nonsense. It was changed from the original form multiple times, first in the Babylonian expulsion, then by the Khazarian conversion that corrupted it with Yiddish elements. Okay, let's just stop there for a second. One of the standard Hebrew Israelite lies, and again, having these, a lot of these comments, just representative sampling that they pour in with the most consistent, hateful, bigoted, misinformed comments of any group out there. Not all Hebrew Israelites. I'm just talking about the ones that write in persistently. This idea that Hebrew today is Yiddish. Hebrew today is no more Yiddish than Spanish is Japanese. They're two completely different languages. Yiddish is a Germanic language that became the spoken language of Jewish people in exile around the world, still spoken by many religious Jews to this day. It is a Germanic language. If you know German, very close to it. If you know German and you hear someone speaking Yiddish or the reverse, you can pick up a lot of the vocabulary. And then there's some Hebrew words, because spoken by Jews, that have been brought in and changed in pronunciation. So, for example, in Hebrew, a ganav is a thief. In Yiddish, it's ganav. It comes from that. But Hebrew is a Semitic language that has been used in written form and in prayer form in an unbroken way for thousands and thousands of years, and then was revived as a spoken language with some minor changes in pronunciation and added vocabulary. But it's the Hebrew spoken in Israel today is a Semitic language. And I remember hearing when Anwar Sadat spoke to the Israeli Knesset, his landmark moment, gave his public address in Israel decades ago, and he was speaking Arabic. I remember picking up, because I'd been studying Arabic, my professor, Baruch Levine at NYU, said, I got like 75% of what he was saying in Arabic because he knew Hebrew and other Semitic languages so well. So this idea, Hebrew today is Yiddish, or when I'm quoting from Biblical Hebrew that it's Yiddish, is one of these bizarre lies. Where did it come from? But I hear it over and over and over. What is going to make a difference in the lives of people that are so deceived on so many fronts? Only the Spirit of truth penetrating their hearts and their minds. So Lord, again, for those caught in deception, be it large, be it small, may they have humility to hear the truth. May they have the humility to put down their own defenses. May they have the courage to follow the truth wherever it leads. We'll be right back.
I'm Paul Burnett, a board-certified doctor of holistic health, and I want to take this opportunity to talk to you about the importance of healthy blood flow and how it's enhanced by a miracle molecule known as nitric oxide. You see, blood vessels release nitric oxide, which increases blood flow, known as something called vasodilation. At Trivita, we take blood flow seriously for our members, and we've developed a nitric oxide plus supplement that has been formulated with natural ingredients designed to maximize nitric oxide production in our blood vessels, which increases blood flow. You may be wondering why you don't have as much energy as you used to. One study that I came across revealed that by the age of 40, we only produce about 50% of the nitric oxide production as compared to our 20s, and by the age of 70, the study showed that we're only producing about 15 to 25%. I have good news. As we age, there's another way for our body to increase nitric oxide production, and that's by converting nitrates in vegetables like beetroot into nitric oxide. Bottom line, with more nitric oxide, we stimulate more blood flow to our vital organs and we experience more energy while supporting healthy blood pressure. Trivita's Nitric Oxide Plus has been formulated to increase nitric oxide production and blood flow at every age.
To place your order for products to support your wellness goals, call 1-800-771-5584. Or online at Trivita.com. As a Trivita introductory offer, use promo code BROWN25 and receive a 25% discount on the products of your choice. Call 1-800-771-5584. 800-771-5584. May you live with...
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us. All right, let me just sample a couple more things for you. To give you an idea, like I say, as part of my calling to be like a refiner's fire by speaking the truth, that it brings a lot of junk up to the surface. When Jesus came into the world as the refiner's fire, think of all the stuff that came up, that he goes into a synagogue, everything seems normal. Here's a demonized guy, cries out. Where was that guy before? Well, he was always there, but the presence of God and the Son of God brought it to the surface. The religious leaders, they're highly respected by the people, seem like good people, right? And some of them were, but others were hypocrites. Jesus comes, it comes to the surface. So when we address error, when we correct error, the junk comes up to the surface. That now helps us to deal with it. Pastors, you address certain things and you're upset to see that a lot of junk came up in your church. You didn't know it was there. Okay, it's sad to know it's there, but it was there. Now it's come up. Now you can deal with it. You can help people who have misunderstanding. You can deal with misconceptions. You can address those with wrong attitudes privately. Now you can deal with the problems. Better to know what's there, right? Just like you go to the doctor, get your blood test. You didn't get the results you wanted, but at least you know what some of the problems were that you can now address. So the more people don't hear my message, the more they resist it, the more it drives me to prayer. Lord, how can I reach them? How can we get them to hear and see the truth? Here's a long post in response to my debate with Gorilla Hebrew. A Kohanim term is a Talmudic invention. I mean, where did someone get that from? Kohen is priest in Hebrew, Kohanim, priest, plural. You have the Kohanim and the Leviim, the priests and the Levites throughout the Bible. Some of it's a Talmudic invention. How about this one? The craftiness of the so-called Dr. Brown is staggering. He's calling the brother who called into a show the synagogue of Satan. Yeah, I said he's synagogue of Satan. He claims to be a Jew, and he's not either by lineage, he's not, or by his actions, he's not, in opposing those of us who preach the gospel. Then it continues, but yet the imposters were major traders and sellers of the true Hebrews and even created an economy banking system until this day refused to hold themselves not guilty, etc. So, again, speaking the truth makes me crafty, delusional, liar, Satan, etc. All this good stuff. We live with this day and night. This encourages me that we're on the right track. Again, burden for the people, but encouraged personally. So the other thing is that it's been demonstrated clearly that Jews were no more involved in the African slave trade than other Americans. No more, no less. That's been demonstrated well. The bogus volumes put out some years ago by the Nation of Islam have been clearly discredited by other scholars and researchers. But the narrative has been bought into, right? And you see the connection. So that's always good to realize, okay, what buttons have people learned to push? And how can we get past those emotional buttons? Sometimes it just takes prayerful relationships with your neighbor, with your friend. Sometimes it just takes people getting to know you well enough that they realize, hey, you're not the demon that they thought you were. In any case, we have to persist patiently, lovingly, graciously, asking the Lord to deliver people from captivity. Because, again, ultimately, these are spiritual battles. Again, sorry for all the Hebrew Israelite ones, just what comes pouring in through our YouTube channel. Never trust these white frauds. They've been taking people's identity for years. Blacks are original Jews. Now, there are some blacks who are Jewish, no question about it. And the ancient Israelites would have been brown-skinned, most likely, but certainly darker-skinned than me. They weren't white. We know that. Best as I can tell, they weren't black either. They would have been brown-skinned, like many in the Middle East today. But in any case, they could be green-skinned, white-skinned, black-skinned, blue-skinned. That's all immaterial to me. We know, as our people were scattered around the world and intermarried, you end up with Asian Jews, you end up with African Jews, you end up with Caucasian Jews, European Jews from our background. That just happened through intermarriage. I mean, we know that. We can trace it. DNA confirms that. The historical records that we've kept confirm those things as well. And by the way, Hebrew Israelites who believe in the ridiculous so-called 12 tribes chart that not a single bona fide historian or archaeologist or linguist on the planet would support, that they have to explain how a group that was originally black became Native American. That's a pretty good jump. Originally black became Hispanic. That's another good jump. But it, in any case, what's fascinating is that as Jews, we have suffered terribly over the centuries, kicked out of country after country after country. Why in the world would we take that identity on fraudulently? Take on some other identity. There were Jews in Nazi Germany that tried to disguise their Jewishness, and some had converted to Christianity and left Jewishness behind entirely. They still died in the concentration camps. There are plenty of times in Jewish history Jews would have been gladly not Jews, but it's who we are, and the world knew it, hated us for it. And I don't see too many Hebrew Israelites in Nazi Germany or Nazi Europe saying, hey, we're the real Jews. We're the real Jews. No, didn't see any of that, in fact. Oh, let's see this. Yeah, this like there's Hebrew, then there's Yiddish. Yiddish is what the Jews of today speak. This man lies. Yiddish is a Germanic language. Let's try this again. Yiddish is a Germanic language. It is close to German. It is far closer to other European languages and Romance languages than it is to Arabic or Hebrew. Yiddish, because it's been spoken by Jews for centuries, and one day I just got to play a clip of someone reading the Bible in Yiddish and then compare it to reading the Bible in Hebrew. They're two completely distinct languages. They're written in the same, they use the same letters, just like English and Latin and Spanish and French and German and Italian. Use the same letters, right? They're written with the same letters, but read, pronounced completely differently, completely different words, completely different. And anyone here, if you didn't know any language at all, and you hear someone speaking Yiddish, and you hear someone speaking German, you say, oh, those sound close. You hear someone speaking Hebrew, you hear someone speaking Arabic, oh, those are close. You hear someone speaking Yiddish, you hear someone speaking Hebrew, those are separate languages. It's like saying that people in Spain today are speaking Japanese, or people in America today are speaking Russian. No, those are not our main languages. So where do people get this from? I saw a guy giving a presentation online where he completely misrepresented what he was reading in English, like really Hebrew, completely misrepresented some of his sources. You think, okay, if they're going to misrepresent the source you're reading, how in the world can you convey things? I was on a subway in New York City many, many years ago, and I see a gentleman there, and he's reading scripture. He's like, devouring it. And I thought, whoa, he looks intense, but I figured he was a believer. And I went to talk with him, and he gave me some name. My name is Yosef Ben Yisrael. I thought, okay, that's interesting. And I didn't know about Hebrew Israelites very little way back then. It's decades ago. And he points out, it's in the introduction to the Bible, where it says that there are many allusions, A-L-L-U-S-I-O-N-S, allusions, like alluding to. There are many allusions to the Old Testament in the New Testament, right? So many times the New Testament is alluding to things in the Old Testament. And he looks at me with like fire in his eyes. He goes, you see it, they're all allusions. I-L-L-U-S-I-O-N-S. He got the wrong word. They're all illusions, as if it's all an illusion. It's all made up or mythical. He's misreading the English words on the page. He's misreading the very words. So what reasoning can I give then? And then if you show it the dictionaries, you can't trust those dictionaries. So this is the deception out there. People of every background, people of every color, people of every religion can be deceived. And that's why it's so critically important for us to lay on our faces before God and say, shine your light in every area of my life. Shine the light of your spirit. Shine the light of your truth. Lord, show me my hidden faults. Show me my blind spots. That's why it's so important for us to walk in humility. That's why it's so important for us to keep our own hearts clear by forgiving others and not hating those who hate us, and on and on. And that's why it's so important to keep the word in front of our hearts and minds, because the word of God, Hebrews 4:12, can sharpen any double-edged sword. It pierces to the very division of soul and spirit, joints to the marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, I go on and on with these. one video refute the NARA conspiracy that everything is this new apostolic reformation. It's not myth. You are straight up NAR. Ooh. Rise Up is your theme song. Being recognized as an apostolic elder is troubling. Glad people are finally seeing the Kundalini spirit of self-divinity finally being exposed. Now, this is from a brother, a fellow Christian. So the fact that we have Skillet. The fact that we have Skillet's music as our theme song, the resistance, which he called Rise Up, that we have the resistance that we're pushing back against the kingdom of darkness, that makes us straight. I guess Skillet is NAR also. So friends, the junk comes from every angle. It's going to come against you, pastors, leaders, young people speaking the truth in your platforms, moms, dads in your neighborhoods. You're going to get resisted. You're going to get hated. You're going to get misunderstood. You're going to get lied about. Get used to it. It comes with the calling of being a follower of Jesus. Look at how the world treated him. Count it a privilege and honor when the world treats you the same way. Let it not be because of our foolishness or our anger or our hypocrisy, but let it be because we speak the truth in love and we seek to bring Jesus to people and light shines in darkness. You'll be hated. You'll be rejected. Rejoice and then bless those who curse you. Pray for those who speak against you. And Lord, right now, everyone who hates the truth, everyone that comes against us for your sake, we bless them. May the riches of your love and goodness and kindness flood their hearts. And Father, may you give us backbone. May we be bold and unashamed preachers of the gospel, standing for truth. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua, may it be so.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.